Sheni. Vayalu, and they went up, Vayosuru es ha'oretz, and they spied on the land, Mimidbar Tzin, from Midbar Tzin, which was in the southeast, all the way until the Yam, until the Mediterranean Sea in the southwest. And then they went along the coast, from south to north, on Rechoiv Levoi Chamos, all the way up to Rechoiv, which is on the way to Chamos in the northwest. Rashi tells us that they traveled in the shape of a gam, which is a Greek gimel, a letter that looks like our chaf, however backwards, which means that they traveled in a form of a right angle, traveling the whole southern part of Eretz Yisrael from east to west, and then the whole western part of Eretz Yisrael from south to north. Vaya'alu v'negev, and they went up into the south of Eretz Yisrael. Vayovei ad Chevron, and he came to Chevron. Why does the pasuk start in the plural, Vayalu Banegev, they all went to the Negev, and then in the singular, Vayovoi, and he came to Chevron? And Rashi tells us that only Kalev ben Yefuneh went to Chevron. And the reason why he went to Chevron was because he wanted to daven by the Ma'oris Machpelah, Al Kivrei Ovois, by the graves of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the reason why he davened was to ask them that he should be saved from being persuaded into the terrible and evil plan of the Meraglim. And Kalev actually risked his life in order to enter Chevron, because the pasuk says, "V'shom Achiman Sheshai v'Salmai Yelidei Ho'anok." Over there in Chevron were Achiman, Sheshai, and Salmai, the children of the giant. The rest of the Meraglim did not want to enter Chevron because of the danger. However, Kalev ben Yefuneh, in order to daven by Kivrei Avos, did go into Chevron. The Chevron Sheva Shonam Nivnasa Lifnei Tzayan Mitzrayim. The simple meaning of this is that Chevron was built 7 years before Tzayan Mitzrayim was built. However, Rashi says this cannot be, because we know that Chum had four children, Cush, Mitzrayim, Phut, and Canaan. It cannot be that Chum would build Chevron for his youngest son Canaan before he would build Tzayan for his older son Mitzrayim. Therefore, Rashi tells us that the meaning of the pasuk, V'chevron sheva shonam nivnitza lifnei Tzayan Mitzrayim, is that Chevron was 7 times better than Tzayan Mitzrayim. And even though there is no worse land in Eretz Yisrael than Chevron, and that's why it was set aside for a burial place, it was still 7 times better than Tzayan Mitzrayim. Even though Mitzrayim was Kigan Hashem in some aspects like Gan Eden, and Tzayan was the nicest part of Mitzrayim, that was where the ministers and the kings lived, still Chevron, the worst part of Eretz Yisrael, was 7 times better than Tzayan Mitzrayim. And this is telling us the praise of Eretz Yisrael. Vayovoyu ad Nachal Eshkol, and then they came until the valley of Eshkol. Vayichrusu misham zemiro, and they cut from there a branch. VeEshkol anovim echon, that had on it a cluster of grapes. Vayisau vamoit, and they carried it with a stick. Bishnoyim. Rashi tells us bishnoyim means that they carried it with 2 sticks. And Rashi also tells us that 8 of the Meraglim carried the Eshkol, the cluster of grapes. Umin harimoinim, and one carried a pomegranate. Umin ha-tehenim, and one carried a fig. So a total of 10 Meraglim carried fruit. 8 carried the Eshkol, 1 a pomegranate, and 1 a fig. And Yeshua and Kalev did not carry anything, because they said the whole purpose of the Meraglim bringing back these fruit is only to show Klal Yisrael that just like the fruit are different, so too are the people, and they are too big and too strong for us to fight against them. And that's why they did not want any part in bringing back the fruit. Lamokem ahu kora nachal Eshkol, this place he called the valley of Eshkol, al oides ho Eshkol asher korsu misham b'nei Yisrael, because of the cluster of grapes that the b'nei Yisrael cut down from there. Vayashuvu mitura oretz, and they returned from spying on the land, miketz arboim yoim, at the end of 40 days. And Rashi asks, how can they return at the end of 40 days? We know that a typical person can only travel 10 parsa a day, and Eretz Yisrael is 400 parsa by 400 parsa. So even if they would go from east to west, which was 400 parsa, that would take them 40 days. So how were they able to travel from east to west, and then from south to north, and still be able to return all in a total of 40 days? And therefore Rashi tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Kvitzas HaDerech. He enabled them to go and travel much quicker than the typical pace in order to get them back home quicker. The reason being, since Hashem knew that later on he would make a decree upon them that for every day that they would be meragel, they would spy on the land, they would be punished and have to stay 1 year in the Midbar. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want them to stay too long in the Midbar and had them come back at the end of 40 days. This way, their total number of years in the Midbar would only total to 40 years. Vayelchu when they went, Vayavoyu when they came, El Moshe v'El Aharon, to Moshe and to Aharon, Vel Koladas B'nei Yisrael, and to all of the congregation of the B'nei Yisrael. El Midbar Poron Kadesha, they returned to Midbar Poron to Kadesh Barnea. The question is why the Pasuk says Vayelchu and they went. We know in the beginning of the parasha it says that they went. It should have just said over here that they returned, Vayavoyu, and they came back. Why does it say Vayelchu? And Rashi tells us that just like Vayavoyu, just like when they returned, it was Be'etzerah with an evil intent, so too Vayelchu, when they went, it was also Be'etzerah with an evil intent. Even though the Pasuk originally says that they were Anoshim, they were Tzadikim, that was before they started to travel. That was at the point when they were appointed as being leaders of Klal Yisrael. However, once it was Vayelchu that they started to go, it was Be'etzerah, and they weren't considered anymore Anoshim, Tzadikim, rather Rishoim, wicked people. Vayoshivu Oysam Dovar, and they returned word to them, to Moshe and Aharon, and also Velkolo Edo, to the whole congregation. Vayarum es Priya Oretz, and they showed them the fruit of the land. Vayisapru Loi Vayomru, and they reported to him. And they said, Bonu we came El Oretz Asher Shlachtonu, to the land that you sent us to. Vigam Zavas Cholav Udvashi. And it is true, it is a land that flows milk and honey. And the Meraglim started their report with something good about Eretz Yisrael by saying that it is Zavas Cholav Udvash. And the reason for this is because any lie that does not start off with a bit of truth, Ein Miskayim B'Soifoi, is not accepted by people at the end. So therefore they started their report with the words, V'gam Zavas Cholav Udvash, it is a land that flows milk and honey. V'zeh Pirya, and this is its fruit. And then the Meraglim changed the tone of the conversation and said, Efes bot ki azom hayoshev ba'aretz. The nation that lives in the land are very strong people. The ha'orim b'tzura is gedolus ma'oid, and the cities are very fortified. V'gam yelidei ho'anok ro'inu sham, and we saw over there the children of the anok. We have to understand that there seems to be a contradiction in the words of the Meraglim in this pasuk, because the Meraglim said that the people were very strong. However, they also said that they live in fortified cities. The siman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them before was that if they live in fortified cities, that was a sign that they were weak. So how were they able to say that they were strong and also lived in fortified cities? Ramban learns that they looked at the people and they saw that they were very strong people. And they were adding to that. Not only are they strong, but they also live in fortified cities surrounded by strong walls, and we will never be able to overcome them and to conquer them. They were strong, plus also they had this mila of being in fortified cities. Amalek Yoshev b'Eretz HaNegev. Amalek lived in the south. V'achiti v'yevusi v'amori Yoshev b'har. And Chiti Yevusi and Emori lived in the north in the mountains. V'aknani Yoshev alayom v'alyad hayarden. And the Knanim were on the two sides, on the west side by the Mediterranean and on the east side by the Yarden. And although Klal Yisrael was not coming against Amalek, they were only coming against the Zion Umais, the seven nations, and Amalek was not part of the Zion Umais. Still, the Meraglim mentioned Amalek first because they knew that Klal Yisrael feared Amalek because they were the first nation to come and fight against Klal Yisrael. Vayahas Kolev Esa'om El Moshe. And Kolev hushed and quieted down the nation in order to speak about Moshe. And he said, do you know what else Moshe Rabbeinu ben Amram did for us? And all of Klal Yisrael thought that just like the Meraglim was speaking derogatory against Moshe Rabbeinu and against Eretz Yisrael, they thought Kolev was also adding something negative about Moshe Rabbeinu. And they all came close to hear what else will be said against Moshe Rabbeinu. But he did not say negative things. He started saying positive things. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu split the Yam for us. Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Mon and brought down the Slough for us. Vayomer and Kolev said, Oloi Nale, we can surely go up to Eretz Yisrael. And not only that, we can even go to Shemayim and build ladders to go to heaven if Hashem says that we will be successful. V'yarashnu Oisa, we will be successful in inheriting the land. Kiyocha Luchalo, because we are surely capable of conquering them. But the men, the spies that went up with him, said, we cannot go up to the nation, because he is stronger than us. And Rashi tells us that the Meraglim were really saying, that the nation is stronger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they brought forth the evil report about the land, which they spied on it. of Bnei Yisrael to the Bnei Yisrael, Lamer saying, Ha'aretz asher avarnu v'alosur oisa, the land that we passed through to spy on it, Eretz Achelash Yeshvehi, it is a land that devours its inhabitants. Like Rashi explains, wherever they turned, they saw the people of the land burying mesim, burying corpses. And Hashem did that for their benefit, in order that the people of the land should be busy with their avelos, with their mourning, and not pay attention to these meraglim that were spying on the land. And what the meraglim were in essence saying, by telling Klal Yisrael that people were dying left and right in Eretz Canaan, is that this land can only be inhabited by very, very strong people, by the giants. However, the regular, normal-sized people cannot make it in such a land, and that's why the people over there were dying left and right, because the ones who were not giants were not able to survive. And this statement was just another thing that they said in order to scare off Klal Yisrael to think that they should not enter into Eretz Yisrael. And all the people, the whole nation that we saw inside of this land, were people of measurement. When somebody sees another person who is within the range of regular height and size, he does not give him a measurement, because everybody knows how tall this person is, because he's of typical height. Nothing is out of the ordinary. However, when one meets a person who is very large, he typically gives him a size by saying he must be this and this height, because it is something different, something out of the ordinary. The Pasuk is telling us that the people of the land were anshe midos. They were so large that whenever anyone would see them, they would automatically give them a measurement, saying that they must be this and this height. That's why they were called anshe midos, people of measurement. V'sham ra'inu, and over there we saw es ha'nefilim, the giants, b'nei anok, the children of the giants, min ha'nefilim, from the giants that fell from Shemayim. And the Pasuk over here says giants three times, Nephilim, Bnei Anok, and Min HaNephilim. And Rashi tells us, the first time it says HaNephilim, it means giants. Bnei Anok comes from the word Anak, a necklace. They were so tall that the sun was like a necklace around their necks. Min HaNephilim, they were from the children of Shamchazoi and Uziel, the Malachim that fell from Shemayim, and these were the children of these giants. And the Pasuk reads like this, V'sham ra'inu, and over there we saw es ha'nefilim, the giants, b'nei anak, the ones who were so tall that the sun was around them like a necklace, min ha'nefilim, from the children of those who fell from Shemayim, v'anehi ve'einenu kachagovim, and we felt in our eyes compared to them like grasshoppers, v'chein ho'yinu be'einehem, and so we were in their eyes, because we heard them talking, look at these grasshoppers that look like people that are walking around in the vineyards. Sefer Shari Aharon discusses how these giants were still around after the Mabul. We know that the only ones that survived the Mabul were Noach and his family, and also Og Melech HaBoshon, who held on to the Teva. So how did these giants survive the Mabul? Shari Aharon brings down one teretz, that these giants were actually descendants of Og Melech HaBoshon, and that's how they survived the Mabul. A second teretz is brought down from Reb Shamshul Rafael Hirsch, that this would be a riot to the Man D'Omer in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, that the Mabul did not fall in Eretz Yisrael. And that's how these giants survived, because they lived in Eretz Yisrael. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Mimidbar Tzin Ad Rechoiv Lavoi Chamos, Holchu B'Gvuleho, they went along its borders, Ba'orech Uvereichev, in the length of Eretz Yisrael and its width, Kimin Gam, like the Greek letter Gam, which is a Greek Gimel, which looks like our Chaf backwards. The reason why Rashi picks a Greek letter is because the shape and the way they traveled was not like any letter in the Aleph-Bez. So therefore he picks a Greek letter. Holchu Ruach Gevul Dromis, they went and spied on the southern border of Eretz Yisrael, Mimiksaya Mizrach, from the eastern corner, Ad Miksaya Mairiv, until the western corner. K'moshe Tziva Moshe, just like Moshe commanded, Alu Zeba Negev, first you should check out the south. Derech Gevul Dromis Mizrachis, starting from the southeastern corner, Ad Hayom, going until the ocean, the Mediterranean, in the west. Shayom Hukvul Maravi, because the Mediterranean is the western border of Eretz Yisrael. Umisham Chazru Vaholchu called Vul Maravi, and then they turned and they went along the whole west side of Eretz Yisrael, Asfas Hayom, along the water, along the ocean, Ad Levoi Chamos, until they came to Chamos. Shehu Eitzel Har Har, which is all the way in the north, near Har Har, Bimiksoya Maravis Tzvoinis, in the northwestern corner of Eretz Yisrael, K'moshe Meforesh B'Gvulas Ha'aretz B'Parshas Eilamase, just like it will be explained, where the Torah explains the borders of Eretz Yisrael in Parshas Eilamase. Zok Rashi Vayovai Ad Chevroin, and he came to Chevroin, Kolev Levadei Holcham, Kalev alone was the only one who went to Hebron. Finish Tateach HaKivrei Avos. And he went to Hebron in order to bow down and daven by the Kforim of the Avos, Shelo Yehei Niseis L'Chaver of Elias Batzosom, that he should not be persuaded by his friends to be in their evil plan to speak negatively against Eretz Yisrael. V'cheinu Omer, and so we find in the pasuk that it was Kalev who went to Hebron, because it says, V'loy Eten Es Ha'oretz Asher Dorach Bo. Kalev will receive the land that he stepped on. Uksiv Vayitnu L'Kalev Es Hebron. And the pasuk says that Kalev received as a portion in Eretz Yisrael the city of Hebron. So we see that Kalev was the one that went to Hebron. Zok Rashi Sheva Shonim Nivisa. Efshar Shebono Chom Es Hebron LeKenan B'noi HaKoton. Is it possible that the pasuk is telling us that Chom built Hebron for his younger son Kenan, Koidim Sheyivne Tsoyen LeMitzrayim B'noi HaGodol, before he built Tsoyen for Mitzrayim, his older son? Ella, only this must be the pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk is telling us that Hebron was more fertile, al achad b'shiva b'tzayin, 7 times more than tzayin. Ubala di'acha shvacha shel Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk is coming to tell us the praise how great Eretz Yisrael is. She'ein lecha troshim ve'Eretz Yisrael yoyse mi'Hebron, because there is no rocky terrain in Eretz Yisrael more than Hebron. Lefikach, therefore, hiktzuha lekivrois mesim, they set it aside for a burial place. There is no better land than Mitzrayim. Shenema, like the pasuk says, Kigan Hashem ki Eretz Mitzrayim, that Eretz Mitzrayim in certain aspects is like Gan Eden. V'tzoyen hi hamaula sheb Eretz Mitzrayim, and Tzoyen is the best city in Eretz Mitzrayim. Shesham Moshev Hamalochim, over there the kings lived. Shenema, like the pasuk says, ki hoyu b'tzoyan tzorov, the ministers lived in Tzoyen. And the pasuk is telling us that Hebron was still 7 times better than Tzoyan Mitzrayim. Zok Rashi Zemora Sheichas Gefen. This means a branch of a vine. The Eshkol Shalanovim Toliba, and attached to this branch was a cluster of grapes. Vayisauhu, and they carried it b'moit b'shnayim. Mimash b'shenema vayisauhu b'moit. Since the pasuk says in the plural, and they carried it with a stick, Eini yodea shu b'shnayim, don't I know that there were 2 people involved in carrying this stick? Ma tam alev b'shnayim. Why would the pasuk have to say b'shnayim if the pasuk already says vayisauhu in the plural and they carried it? We know 2 people were carrying the eshkol. On that, Rashi answers that Bishnayim is not coming to tell us how many people carried the Eshkol, but rather, Bishnayim Bishnei Moitas. It is telling us that they use 2 sticks. Ha-Ketzad, how is this possible? Shmoyna Notlu Eshkol. 8 Meraglim carried the cluster of grapes. Echad Notal Te'eno, 1 carried a fig, Ve'echad Rimoin, and 1 a pomegranate. Yeshua V'Kolev Lo Notlu Klum. Yeshua and Kolev did not carry anything. L'fishakol Atzmam Lohitzi Diba Neschavnu, because the whole purpose of taking the fruit was in order to say something negative against Eretz Yisrael. Kishem Shepiria Mishuna Kach Ama Mishuna. Just like its fruit is different, so is its nation different. And therefore, Yeshua and Kalev did not carry anything. Im Chafes Atoleda Kamo Masoi Echer Mehem. If you would like to know how much each one carried when they carried this Eshkoil, say Ulamat. Go and learn this out. Me'avonim Shehekimu BeGilgal, from the stones that were set up in Gilgal. Because over there it says in Yehoshua, Herimu lohem ish even achas min ha-yardin al shechmoy. Each person should take 1 stone from the yardin and place it on his shoulder. Vahakimua b'Gilgal, and they set it up in Gilgal. V'shoklam Rabbi Seinu, mishkol kol achas mem sal. And our Chachamim said that the weight of each of these stones were 40 sal. Ugamiri, and we learned, tuna de midli inish al kaspe. If somebody carries a load on his shoulder by himself, Eino elo shlish, it is only 1/3 of the weight, masoi of the weight, mi masoi shemesayin oisei laharim, from what he is able to carry if somebody else helps him. So if they were able to carry a stone weighing 40 saw when they carried it themselves, so now if they needed 8 people to carry the eshkol, the cluster of grapes, and these were a few people carrying together, and we know that when a person carries with somebody else, he is able to carry triple the amount than what he can carry by himself, it must be that each one was carrying a weight of 120 saw, 3 times the amount of 40 saw. Zok Rashi vayoshuvu mitur ha'oret miketz 40 yom. They returned from spying on the land at the end of 40 days. Frek Rashi v'aloi arba meis parsa al arba meis parsa. Is not Eretz Yisrael 400 parsa by 400 parsa? U'mahalach adam beinini asor parsa is layon. And a typical person can walk 10 parsa a day. Hari Mahalach Arboim Yoim Min HaMizrach L'Mayrib. So in 40 days they would only be able to go 400 parsa, which is from east to west. V'heim Holchu, and they went in 40 days. Arka, the length of Eretz Yisrael, V'rachba, and its width, and also came back. El Shigolif Ne'akosh Baruch Hu, it was known before Hashem Sheyigzor Aleihem Yom LaShana, that there will be a decree later on that for every day that they spied on the land, they would have to stay in the Midbar for 1 year. That is why Kitzor Lifnei Mesaderech, Hashem shortened the way for them, and they were able to do this trip in a much shorter amount of time. Zok Rashi Vayelchu Vayavoyu Mahu Vayelchu. Why does the pasuk say that they went? It already said before that they went. And for Rashi, Lahakish Halichosan Lebiyosan, in order to compare their going to their returning. Ma Biyosan Beitzerah, just like when they returned, it was with evil intent. Af Halichosan Beitzerah, they also went initially with an evil intent. Vayashivu Oisam Davar, and they returned to them word. Who is Oisam? As Moshe v'Saharan, they returned word to Moshe and Aharon. And the land is Zovas Cholav Udvash, flowing milk and honey. Koldvar Sheker Shein Oimim Boiksas Emes Bitchilosoi, any lie that is not prefaced with words of truth, Ein Miskayim B'Seifoi, these words will not hold up at its end. Zakrashi B'Tsurois, the cities were fortified. Lashon Chozek, it means that they were strong. V'Tagumai Latagum says, Kirichan, Lashon Bironios Agulos, which means fortified structures. V'Lashon Arami, Korech Ogol. And in Aramaic, Korech means rounded and surrounded by a wall. So therefore the cities were Bitsurais, fortified and surrounded by walls, and therefore they were Chozek strong. Amalek Yoshev, why do the Meraglim mention Amalek first? Lefisha Nichfu Ba Amalek Far, since they were already burnt by Amalek, his Kiru Meraglim, the Meraglim mentioned them first, Kedei Liyarom, in order to scare them. Al Yad HaYarden, what does it mean Yad? Yad Kemashmoi, Yad is the way it sounds, which means near. Eitzel HaYarden, near the Yarden. V'lo Yisuch HaLavar, you will not be able to pass over the Yarden because the Knanim are there. V'yahas Kalev, Hishtik Es Kulam, he quieted everybody down. El Moshe, L'shmoya Mashi Yedaber M'Moshe, in order that they should hear what he will speak negatively against Moshe Rabbeinu. Tzavach V'yomar, he screamed and he said, V'chizu V'vad Osolonu Ben Amram, is this the only thing that Ben Amram did for us? Hashomea, the one who was listening, would think that Kalev was speaking negatively against Moshe Rabbeinu. U'metoch shehoya libam al Moshe b'shvil divrei hamaraglim, and because they already had negative opinion against Moshe Rabbeinu, because of the words of the Meraglim, who started to speak badly against Moshe, shasku kulam l'shmoya genusai, everybody kept quiet to hear what will Kalev say negatively against Moshe Rabbeinu. Omar, he said, v'halei kara lanu esayom, Moshe is the greatest. He split for us the sea, v'harid lanu es hamon, and he brought down for us the mon, v'higiz lanu es haslov, and he caused the slav to fly for us. Oloi nale, why does it say a double lashon oloi nale, afilu b'shamayin, v'hu oimer asu salomos, v'alu sham, even if the enemy was in heaven, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, make ladders, and go up there and fight against them, natzliach b'chol devarav, we will be successful in all his words. Vayahas, what does the word vayahas mean? Lashon shtika, it means to quiet down. The chain, and so it says, has kol basar, all flesh shall be quiet. And also the pasuk in Amos, has hiloy lahazkir, be quiet because it should not be mentioned. Kein derech bnei adam haroitzel shasek agudas anoshim. So is the way of people who want to quiet down a group of people. Oimer, they say, st, they make the sound st in order to quiet down the people. So the word has is similar to the sound of st, which Rashi says. Zok Rashi Chozek Hu Mimenu Kaviyochol, as if it were possible to say Klapi Mala Omru, that they said these words against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means that they said that this nation, the Knanim, are stronger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eretz Oichelos Yoshveho, it consumes its inhabitants. B'chol Mokam She'avarnu, wherever we passed Mitzonum Kervei Mesim, we found them to be burying their dead. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osa L'Toyva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this for their benefit, K'dei L'Tardam Be'ivlam, in order to keep them busy with their mourning, V'la Yitnu Leiv Lo'elu, and they would not pay attention to the Meraglim. Anshe Midos, G'doylim U'Gevoyim, they are people of measurement, they are big and tall, V'tzorech Losis Lehem Mido, and they are of the size that people give them a measure. K'gon Golias, like the Pasuk says by Golias, Govoy Sheish Amas Vozeres, he was the height of 6 Amas and a Zeres. V'chein, and so it says, Ish Modoin, a person of measure, and also another pasuk that says, Ish Mida, a person of measurement. Hanafilim, Anokim, giants. Mibnei Sham Chazoi Vuziel, from the children of Sham Chazoi Vuziel, who were the Malochim Shenaflu Min HaShemayim, that fell from the heaven, Bimei Dar Enosh, in the days of Dar Enosh. V'chein Hayinu Beinehem, and so we were in their eyes. Shamanu Ormim Zelozeh, we heard them saying one to the other, Chagovim, grasshoppers, Yesh Bikromim, there are in the vineyards, Ka'anoshim, that look like men. Anak, why are giants called Anak? Shema Anikim Chama Bikoy Mosom, they are so tall, it is as if they are wearing the sun as a necklace around their necks. So the word anak comes from the word necklace. And the pasuk continues, Vatisa kol ha'edah vayitnu es kolom. And the whole edah, which Rashi tells us means the Sanhedrin, raised and issued their voices in complaint. Vayivku ha'om balaylahu. And the nation cried on that night. And the Gemara explains why it says balaylahu on that night. Because that night was Tisha B'Av, the ninth day of Av. Hashem told Klal Yisrael, Atem bechisem bechia shel chinam. You cried on this night, a crying for no reason, because you have nothing to fear to fight the war against the Knanim. Vani eten lochem bechia l'doros. Since you cried for no reason, I will give you a reason to cry on this night. In the future, the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed on the ninth day of Av, and you will have a bechia, a crying l'doros for generations. Vayiloinu al Moshe v'yal haharan kol b'nei Yisrael. And all of the Bnei Yisrael became complainers on Moshe and Aharon. Vayomru aleihem kol ha'edah. And the whole assembly said to Moshe and Aharon, Lu masnu, halavai that we should have died be'eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Mitzrayim. Oy ba'midbar hazeh lu masnu. Or in this midbar, halavai we should have died. V'loma Hashem mevi osonu el ha'oretz hazois. Why did Hashem bring us to this land, limpo ba'cherev, to fall by the sword? Noshenu v'tapenu yil levaz. Our wives and our children will be taken captives. Halay tov lanu shuv Mitzrayim. It is much better for us to return to Mitzrayim. Vayomu ish el achiv. And one man said to his brother, Nitna Rosh. According to one pshat in Rashi, it means, let us appoint a leader. And according to the second pshat in Rashi, it means, let us appoint an avodah zarah. V'noshuva Mitzrayim, and let us return to Mitzrayim. Vayipol Moshe v'Aharon al pneihem. And Moshe and Aharon fell on their faces. L'fnei kol ha'kahal adas bnei Yisrael, before the congregation of the assembly of the Bnei Yisrael. And the reason they fell on their faces was to plead with Klal Yisrael that they should not go away from the tzivoy, the commandment of Hashem, to do an avera by complaining against Eretz Yisrael. V'Yeshua benun, v'Kolev ben Yefuna, min ha'Torah metz'aretz. And Yeshua and Kolev, the ones that spied on the land, karu bigdehem, they ripped their clothing. Vayomru, when they said, Al kol adas bnei Yisrael lemar, to the whole assembly of the bnei Yisrael, saying, Ha'oretz asher avarnu va, losu oiso, the land which we passed through to spy on it, toiva ha'oretz me'oid me'oid, the land is very, very good. I would just like to point out that we see in Pasuk Aleph and Beis that the ones who complained were called by different names. First it says, Vatisa kol ha'edo. Then it says, Vayivku ha'om. After that it says, Vayiloinu kol bnei Yisrael. And then afterwards it goes back and says, Kol ha'edah, vayermu aleihem kol ha'edah. So although Rashi says that Edah means Sanhedrin, we have to know why the names keep on changing from Edah to to Bnei Yisrael, and back to Edah again. Zok Rashi Pasuk Aleph, Kol ha'edah, Sanhedrois, it is referring to the Sanhedrin. Lu masnu, halavai v'masnu, halavai that we should have died in Mitzrayim or in this midbar. Nitna Roish, let us appoint a Roish. Kitagumai, like Targum says, Nimne Reisha, let us appoint a leader. Nosim Oleinu Melech, let us place upon us a king. V'Rabisenu Pirushu, Loshon Avodah Zarah. And our Chacham explained that it means, let us appoint upon us an Avodah Zarah.